This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As the weather turns cooler, insect pests may be searching for places to overwinter or looking to invade homes where it's warmer. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd discusses how to reduce the risk of that happening in your yard or home. Raymond, this is that time of the year when we start thinking about doing some sanitation, and that really means getting rid of all that debris that's out there.
Yeah, Jeff, fall and winter is always an excellent time to remove debris, branches, dead vegetables, any type of material that is not wanted, because these are areas where some insects overwinter. So sanitation, so you want to either take that material, put it into a compost pile that's active, or burn it or dispose of it as soon as possible. So that's always, when we talk about pest management, that's always like the first line of defense is sanitation, removing weeds and debris, and that will alleviate, not eliminate, but alleviate problems probably for next year.
We hear that term overwinter quite commonly. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. All insects and mites go through the wintertime in sort of a different life stage, and the basic means is how they survive the wintertime. For example, bagworms. Bagworms overwinter as eggs in the female bags. Squash bugs overwinter as adults in debris. So it really depends what insect it is, but they can overwinter as eggs, larvae or nymphs, pupa or adults. And that's just basically how they survive the winter. And that's a large topic that I've given presentations on over the time period, but very complex. But insects have evolved various mechanisms, whether it be freeze tolerance or avoidance, to avoid getting killed during the wintertime.
And speaking of that, we're starting to see some of those home invaders move from outdoors to indoors.
Yeah, this is the time of year we get the calls about the Asian ladybird beetle congregating on the south side of buildings and moving inside. Then we have box elder bugs, and then we have elm leaf beetles, crickets, millipedes coming into the home. The best thing is vacuum them. Of course, they're going to die because the humidity is just too low for them. You can seal cracks and crevices in the foundations or the home, or just vacuum them up, put them back outside when they enter. Most of these insects and mites or related arthropods are not really going to harm you. The Asian ladybird beetle might bite you, but they're not vectoring or transmitting any disease. So this is just the common. And because of that, we have seen studies that show that homes are cleaner because people are vacuuming more to deal with the Asian ladybird beetle. And of course, they congregate in the window sills and just stay there for the entire wintertime. But if they're an annoyance, just vacuum them up and dispose of them outside.
And often we see them because they have actually died inside.
Some of them do die inside, and that is a great point because there's been some really nice studies to show that when Asian ladybird beetles die behind wall voids, the dust actually can instigate asthma in children. So again, that's another reason that you want to vacuum them up and remove them as soon as possible so you don't have these aggregations of dead Asian ladybird beetles in the home. And as they decompose, or even rats or rodents that eat on them and they stimulate the dust in the air, and if somebody's sensitive or has asthma, it could be problematic.
If you have to do any treating during the wintertime, what can we use? Dormant oils, is that an option?
Yeah, there are a series of oils. Let me explain. There's the horticultural oils or the summer oils you can apply spring, summer, and fall. And then there are the dormant oils. And the difference is based on the unsulfonated residues of the oil, basically how it's processed. So these Volk oils or dormant oils, they're mineral-based too. They apply them in the wintertime, primarily fruit trees, trees that are deciduous, to kill insects and mites that overwinter on the trees and shrubs. For example, the European red mite, which is a problem on apples, you can spray dormant oil to kill the eggs that are overwintering in the bark and crevices of the bark. And some other insects and mites overwinter on the plant, and that's for dormant oils. And oils, of course, are suffocants. They smother them or prevent the exchange of gases. And that can minimize or mitigate problems for next year. So think about dormant oils. Go to your garden center, look for a Volk oil or a mineral oil. And if you do have fruit trees or trees that have lost their leaves and they do get pest problems, that might be an option to think about.
And of course, if they need more information, they can always just do a simple search and find some fact sheets.
Yes, Jeff, we do have a whole plethora of Extension publication fact sheets available. You can actually go to our website, Department of Entomology, Kansas State, and they're there. Or you can go to the bookstore, contact your Extension office in your county, and they will guide you. But most of these are available at the KSU bookstore, too.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network. Yeah.